The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation are for the patients of the Kaiser Permanente Centers for Reproductive Health. Medication should be used as prescribed by your IVF physician. We're here today with Shalini Gunawardena, the charge nurse from the Kaiser Permanente Center for Reproductive Health in Fremont. Shalini, take it away.
Great. Thank you, Deb. To help facilitate the process, you may find it beneficial to print out the following PowerPoint presentation and follow along. Hello and welcome to everyone. The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation outlines the steps needed to reconstitute and administer the injection for HCG, or human chorionic gonadotropin, at the 5,000 unit dosing. This podcast was developed by the Kaiser Permanente Centers for Reproductive Health for those patients undergoing an IVF cycle. Please take a moment now to confirm that HCG 5,000 units has been prescribed for you, and that you have opened the correct podcast and PowerPoint presentation. If this is not the correct podcast and presentation, or you have not been prescribed HCG 5,000 units, please exit this presentation and identify the correct dosing option that your physician has prescribed for you. If this is correct, then let's begin. Please turn to slide 2, titled General Injection Instructions, Getting Ready. Gather all medication, syringes, and any additional supplies you may need. Choose a flat surface, such as a kitchen or bathroom counter. Clean the flat surface with alcohol and let it air dry. In the meantime, wash your hands with antibacterial soap. Set your supplies out on that flat surface. Distractions can occur during the process, so finding a quiet area in the house to perform the injection can eliminate the possibility of error. HCG has been prescribed for you tonight because you are now ready for your egg retrieval procedure. This medication is used to help mature the eggs you have developed during your IVF cycle. This injection is of great importance to the outcome of your cycle and must be taken specifically as directed. Your IVF case manager has provided you with a specific time to take this HCG injection. The timing of your injection has been determined based on the timing of your egg retrieval, which occurs 35 to 37 hours following your HCG injection. So it is very important that you take your HCG at the designated time. After you have completed the HCG injection, if you experience any problems or have any questions regarding the injection, please contact your center first thing in the morning. Please turn to slide 4. Materials needed. You will need 1 10,000 unit vial of HCG chorionic gonadotropin. Each box contains 2 vials. One is the HCG powder, and one is the diluent, or sterile water. You will also need 1 3-milliliter syringe with a 22-gauge 1.5-inch needle attached for mixing. You will also need a 30-gauge half-inch needle if you've been asked to take your injection subcutaneously, or 1 22-gauge 1.5-inch needle if you've been asked to take your medication intramuscularly. Please pause the podcast now to determine if you've been asked to take your injection subcutaneously or intramuscularly. This should have been discussed with you at the time you received your preoperative instructions from your IVF case manager. Now turn to slide 5, mixing instructions for 5,000 units of HCG. You are now ready to begin the reconstitution process. Open the 3-milliliter 22-gauge 1.5-inch syringe and needle. Tighten the needle in place to ensure a proper seal. Take off the needle cap. Introduce the needle into the vial of diluent or sterile water through the rubber stopper and turn the vial upside down. Please ensure that the needle always remains under the level of the diluent. Now, pull down on the plunger and fill the syringe to the 2-milliliter level. Withdraw the needle from the vial. With the needle aimed towards the ceiling, tap the syringe. This will cause any air bubbles to rise towards the needle. Depress the plunger and expel the air pocket. If additional fluid is needed to reach the 2-milliliter level, reintroduce the needle into the vial of diluent and repeat the process. Once you are comfortable that you have 2 milliliters of diluent in the syringe, discard the diluent vial in the trash to ensure there is no confusion later in the process. Now, introduce the needle into the HCG powder vial and inject the diluent slowly. With the needle still in the HCG powder vial, gently rotate the vial until the HCG powder has dissolved into a clear liquid. This may take up to 1 minute. It does not dissolve as readily as some other medications you may have taken during the cycle. It is important that you do not shake the vial, as this produces bubbles, making it harder to ensure that you withdraw all the medication. Turn the vial upside down and withdraw 1 milliliter of dissolved medication. Please remember to keep the needle below the level of fluid. Once the 1 milliliter of dissolved medication is withdrawn from the vial, take out the needle. With the needle pointed towards the ceiling, pull down on the plunger and create an air pocket at the top of the syringe. Twist off the 1.5-inch needle that you have been using for mixing the medication. If you are doing a subcutaneous injection, twist on a 30-gauge 1/2-inch needle. If you are instructed to take your medication as a subcutaneous injection, replace your mixing needle with a 30-gauge 1/2-inch injection needle. If you have been instructed to administer your medication as an intramuscular injection, replace your mixing needle with another 22-gauge 1.5-inch needle. Please make sure the needle is securely fastened and recap and prepare the injection site. Please proceed to the podcast corresponding with your required injection. If you've been instructed to take a subcutaneous injection, please refer to the podcast on how to give a subcutaneous injection. If you have been directed to take an intramuscular injection, please refer to the podcast titled How to Give an Intramuscular Injection. That concludes the podcast for reconstitution and administration of 5,000 units of HCG. We will now proceed to the frequently asked questions section. Thank you.
Does the needle have to go all the way into the injection site?
Yes, the needle must go all the way in. The needle must be inserted all the way to the hub. This ensures that the entire contents of the medication will be delivered. In addition, it will also cut down on any potential irritation at the injection site.
What if I miss taking my HCG dose at my assigned time? Is that a problem?
Yes. HCG is the most important injection that you will take throughout your IVF process. And making sure that you take it at the appropriately designated time ensures that your retrieval will also have a positive outcome as well. The HCG injection is timed for retrieval 35 to 37 hours after administration. So as long as you are within 2 hours of the designated time, you can go ahead and inject the medication. However, if it is beyond that two-hour window, then we would like you not to administer the medication and wait until the following morning. Contact your case manager, and they will instruct you what to do at that point.
Am I required to purchase all my IVF medications at the start of my cycle, or can I order half now and half later toward the end of my cycle?
You can do half up front and then half as you go along. However, it will be up to you in order to make sure you maintain a log of how much medication you have. And as you come in for your visits during your IVF cycle, please make sure you stay in close contact with your case manager to make sure that you have the appropriate amounts of medication.
And does my HCG medication need to be refrigerated?
HCG is one of the few medications that does not need to be refrigerated. However, if you have any questions or concerns about the efficacy of your medication, please contact the pharmacy where you purchased your medication, and they'll be able to direct you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.